And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
This is going to be niche, sort of northern suburbs gear. All right, coming in from Lara on Friday, driving to the Federal Mills for our Christmas party, which I then left my car there and went back and got it on Saturday, did the responsible thing. But driving there sort of past just before Ford, I don't know what that street's called. I think it's North Shore Road or something. But, you know, past opposite Bunnings, right?
Yeah.
Driving past Bunnings, heading towards Geelong. And you've got Norlane Hotel, Oppie's Bistro there on the left. And there's a slip lane. Right? And in recent times, I don't know if it was like the last year or 18 months or whatever, but in recent times, they've changed the structure of how the slip lane along there works.
Oh, because people used to go in there and be like, I'm going to...
Lane used to continue on over the other side of that North Shore Road and out the front of Ford, and used to be able to...
You just pass a whole bunch of traffic.
And I used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as you could get to that slip lane, you could duck into it and roll right up to the traffic light.
Yeah.
And then off you'd go again, and you would dodge all of that traffic, right? And to me, that seemed like a legitimate thing to do until they stopped you being able to do it. It seemed like, I mean, sure, there may be a certain amount of overtaking on the left that happens when you do that.
Look, it's cheeky, but it's not illegal.
My wheels, as those lights went green, maybe once or twice went as I tried to get out in front of...
The car that you can't put a window down in or get stuck?
It's still got wheels, mate, time being. It still has wheels. Anyway, so it was a sad day when they changed that. I was like, it makes sense, though. It does seem like not the safest thing, and it seems like maybe sort of a bit of a relic of a previous era of road safety.
Yeah.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah.
Right, so now for people who don't know, the slip lane still is there. But once you get to Oppie's Bistro just before the traffic lights, you have to then bend back out onto Melbourne Road to go through the intersection, which, as I was lined up, because obviously I'm not going to try and do that.
No, of course not.
No. But other people were. And so I'm in the left lane and I'm lining up with everybody else, and there are a cheeky few that are ducking into the slip lane, rolling past the Thirsty Camel at Oppie's and then sticking their nose back out. And forcing their way in back into traffic on this side, on the north side of the intersection.
And then you have to make a decision, don't you?
About whether you're going to let them in or not.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Fortunately, it was all out of my hands. I watched it unfold in front of me down the road rather than actually having to be in that situation. But what I thought is, I just would like to let everyone know that that slip lane now is off the table.
Okay.
Okay.
The public service.
So just so you know. You are going from what it used to be.
Yeah, the good old days.
Where you weren't holding anyone up, because by the time you got out the front of Ford and you're merging again, it's not a big deal, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But now that you're going into a slip lane and sticking your nose straight back out into traffic very, very quickly, it's not a long slip lane. You are being quite the turd.
And people are not going to let you in.
Well, they're
going to try and teach you a lesson.
We're letting them in.
Yeah.
Like, don't
it's Friday.
That. Don't reward
them. They won't
them.
Do that on a Monday.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
It's a Friday thing, you reckon?
Yeah, it's a Friday thing.
Anyway, I just thought I'd just use my platform to let everybody know that that's off the table now. So if you are in that slip lane, you better be going into Oppie's. And having a skooey.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Not a paid presentation, although it can be. Get in contact with K-Rock. Aldi, because the special buys, I love just perusing through a catalogue. And whenever Jimmy goes to Aldi, he'll always bring me back a catalogue because I just love to have a bit of a flick through, right?
You always get so, well, I don't know about you, but I get sad when I get to the bit where it flips upside down because I'm that's it.
And then we go to the food section. I'm like, well, that's not as exciting.
It's just food.
Is it?
So
this upcoming Wednesday, they've got some Christmas special buys.
Nice.
Right? And I am kind of thinking, I want to be one of those Christmas people that has a whole bunch of Christmas crap that they dole out every year at their home. And when you walk in, it's kind of like a Christmas wonderland, right? But then the other part of me is like, I don't like having just crap around for crap's sake. So it's very hard.
Well, it's not
dichotomy
for
of my brain.
It's for Christmas.
No, Christmas sake.
No,
correct.
I know, but also capitalism final boss, you know. I mean, you can kind of you can keep buying things until the cows come home and then you have to serve cows. So There's a whole bunch of stuff here. There's, you know, there's napery, there's wine glass holders, there's Christmas plates, there's Christmas spoons, little nutcrackers, little Christmas trees. Cute. And then I was flicking through, I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, there's reindeers and there's the tablecloths and all that type of stuff. And then there was one thing I looked at and I'm like, I've never seen anything like this before. Now, I've sent you both an email
with
the link to this item. And I just wonder, even though it's $14.99 and it's quite affordable, is it worth it? Or is it something that it's like, I don't think.
So it's advertised as an assorted paper towel holder.
Yeah.
I would call that more it's a toilet roll holder, isn't it?
There's two versions too. There's the Jewel and the Luxie.
The Luxie, yeah, yeah.
Oh, where's
it does
the
look
Luxie?
A bit. No, just you got the drop down.
The drop menu, down, yeah. Oh.
So it does look a bit like a toilet roll holder or like a lamp without the
with
bulb
the
or the shade. Yeah, yes. It's just literally just the base and then the metal pole.
Now, normally, if you have a paper towel at home, you might be like us and just throw it under the kitchen sink.
Yes.
Or you might be fancy and you might have a holder. Right? And normally it is just a base with a stick, or you might have one of those ones that clip on the side and it's kind of like horizontal as well. That's
like
pretty cool.
A wood wall mounted one. You ever seen that?
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So this one for Christmas, it's a paper towel holder with a diamond on top. And there are two types of diamonds that you can get. Is that
fake and extra fake?
Obviously. It's $15. Yeah. Right? Sorry, $14.99. Worth it?
It doesn't scream Christmas to
well,
me.
That's
no.
What I thought.
It screams fancy boy, but it doesn't scream Christmas.
It screams, we need an idea because we've got some more space here.
Yeah.
And we need to fill out, what can we do? Guys, ideas. Let's go around the table. What if we put a diamond on top of a paper? Yeah, done. Let's write it up and
Christmas.
We're out of here.
We'll just sell it as Christmas. Or they've just bought a ton of these and gone, oh, when do we sell it? What time of year? What collection? I mean, it can't go with the snow gear.
Yeah, no.
What else can we put it with? Christmas. Done.
Done.
Question, though. Does that jewel light up
and
flash like some nice bright lights and feel Christmassy?
It does have a flared base, though, and that's always festive. Good to know. For some people, too.
It's safe. It's good for safety.
It's good for safety.
Keep your paper towel secure and accessible with the paper towel holder. Featuring a weighted non-slip base,
there
it stays firmly in place while you tear off sheets, making it practical for any kitchen.
Wow. Exciting stuff.
Sounds pretty good to me. For $14.99, actually, it does sound like a good time.
Merry Christmas!
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Pretty thrown by the conversation in the ads.
And it literally went,
it went literally right up to me saying, shut up and turn the microphones on.
Yeah.
It was purely a conversation around Speedos and whether or not they can be worn around the pool. Anyway, Tom's eyes lit up.
I know. What Tom said was, well, if he's getting Speedos, I'm getting Speedos.
I did. Because I've been the one that's been gently floating the idea, you know,
but you want to
testing
wear them at
the waters.
You want to wear them at the beach and public places.
No, I don't.
He's feeling himself and it's good.
I don't have a private pool, I'm sorry, so I do need to wherever I swim, apart from the bath at home.
I know this is off on a tangent, but I was just very confused about the sizing. And the sizing that
well,
you
that's
think yourself
too.
Is.
Well, neither of us know what size unless you go into a shop and try on Speedos, and that seems like a thing.
That's how I started. For everybody listening at home, I said you can't buy Speedos online because I just didn't know what size.
But then like, they would be your jock
same
size,
as my jocks,
wouldn't it?
But I wear those shorty sort of jocks, not Speedo type jock.
But I think
it's a waistband is the sizing, right?
So, can we mention the size on air that you both said?
And then because you asked what size men's jocks are.
Well, I just assume you would all be large for some reason.
So
right?
That sounds
so wrong now.
I'm a medium.
But I think it's just because you want it to be so tight that there's definition.
I do like support. It's not about definition. It's about support. It's about feeling support.
So you're a medium and you're a large.
I said you got to fit my Christmas ham caboose in the...
I hate it when really fit people are like, I have a caboose. Yeah,
but then,
shut up.
But then Loggy's like, oh, no way you guys need to get that. And I was like, And then we got to the end of the ads and I said, imagine we did that about her. She's like, oh, I'm thinking about getting a pair of bathers, guys. Like, I'm thinking maybe getting back into a bikini. Can you imagine if we were like, oh, what size? Oh, no way you're a medium. You'd be a large. Of course you'd be a large. I'm lost my headphones.
No, but I meant it as in, like, I just assume when you get guys' stuff, everything is large. Large T-shirts, large pants. I don't know. For me, everything is large. I don't know.
Nothing large. I'm a medium guy. I'm the most vanilla, middle of the road man you are ever gonna meet.
With high quality definition, yeah. HD on the beach this year.
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
All right, so I decided on my holidays to go to Sensory Kingdom. Because I wanted to get some sensory things in High Street. Not a paid presentation, but I went in there and I had a bit of a look around and I thought, okay, what type of person am I? Because on TikTok, I see a lot of putty.
Cloud putty and things like that.
Things
the real
like
soft
that.
Touch
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And slime and stuff. And I watch all that and I'm like, oh, I want to get my hands on that stuff, right? Yeah.
You just come to my house. Like, our girls have so much of it. We get given, I've started blacklisting people who give us slime.
Yeah.
It's just okay. Everywhere.
I know there's a tangent. It's almost like you being on TikTok provides a sensory overload for you to then want sensory items.
It's not what happens at all. Anyway, so I've gone and got a few
Tylenol
items.
Of social media.
It is. I've gone and got a few items. Now, one of them is the Nido, which is a kind of it's like a softer kind of stress ball.
Okay.
And I have to say, it did explode when I first got it. And bless them, they're like, just bring it back and we'll swap it over, right?
Oh, nice.
But there's some other things that I got, and I've decided, no, I'm not into it. One of them's bead putty, so it's putty but with
little beads in it. Yeah,
right?
I've got.
Do you? So, and I'll tell you why I don't like it. And I'm handing it around so you guys can have a play.
Is it sticky? The bead putty.
It does leave a little film.
You don't even want to hold it.
Stanky on the fingers.
Why don't you want to hold it?
I like your cube thing. What's that one called?
There's a cute sticky
axolotl.
Axolotl.
Yeah, they got like the axolotls in there. They're really cute.
Sticky gecko style axolotl. Oh, you bought two of them.
Oh, yeah. So I got like fluffy slime, and then feel that slime, Lee.
Yeah, right.
Feel it.
Do it for the job.
I want you. Yeah, do it for the job.
Contractually obliged. Here we go. Why don't you get your axolotls out and play with it?
No, I like the axolotls, but that's not what I'm asking you today.
In the lids.
Yeah, so then I got that one.
Straight up
that's
slime.
Straight up slime.
This is fluffy
now, I have
slime.
To say, the reason why I don't like the two that you got in your hands at the moment, number one, that one's got the beads in it, and the beads pop out.
Beads
and then
suck.
I'm like, oh, there's, I can't. The beads won't stay in the putty. So he didn't even touch it.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Did.
Open it up. Show me.
Let me smell your fingers.
Show me.
It's got the stuff on it.
It does.
There we
show
go.
Me. Touch the other one. Touch the other one.
Touch
show
it.
Me.
Touch
it's
it, Cameron.
There's a lot of peer pressure going on here. Oh, that's just slime.
Yeah, that's straight
yeah,
up slime.
Okay. So that's why I'm like, maybe slimes and putty's not for me.
Yeah, no, they're good for the environment too.
Yeah, okay. So then the other thing I got was because I go through stages where, I bite my fingers.
Yeah.
There's picky pads. So these are
I've not seen them.
So basically what happens is that you pick at it and it's kind of like picking pimples and stuff. So you can pop out.
God.
You can pop out things.
Yeah, okay.
But once again, that gave me stress because then I'm like, oh, little beads are going to be all over the house. I don't want Wombi to eat them.
What is it? How to describe that? It's not a resin. It's like a...
It's like a... Okay.
A plasticky,
so it's,
rubby.
It's
rubbery.
Like a plastic rubber that's got things that you can easily pick out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So you're picking beads out of disc that's sort of a rubbery disc and you can pull the beads. Yeah, okay.
And so I've decided that all of those sensory things are not for me.
No, good.
So do I continue on this journey? Do I continue to throw money at the problem? And maybe it's like cloud putty might be something that interests me or whatever. But the other ones, I'm just like, no. One leaves residue. The other one has got too many beads and there's anxiety about the beads falling. And the other one is just, I'd rather bite my fingers, to be honest.
What about this squishy?
The Nido, I like that. Yeah. I like the Nido.
I'm playing with that one.
Yeah.
Have you considered professional?
Yeah. It's all part of it. It's a rich tapestry, mate, and it's all part of it.
Building on that, have you considered just like a padded room and we just padlock you in there?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.